Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning. I've been waiting very patiently to get to the topic of our program this morning, which is teacher licensure and Project Alpine. Alexis Domi is here. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Scott. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming back. You were here earlier this year talk a little bit about this. And so now we're back with a little bit of an update for folks. And Patrick Swope is here, one of the mentors for Project Alpine. Welcome to you.
Hello, and thank you for letting us come.
You bet. It's great to have both of you here to talk about this exciting project. And Alexis, let me start with you a little bit about kind of what this is all about. What is Project Alpine? What are the opportunities for folks who want to become maybe a teacher?
Sure. So Patrick is our mentor in Project Alpine, and it's basically a program for scholarships for people who want to switch industries and go into the education field. So if they want to work at one of 11 partner schools in Central Consolidated Public Schools, or Farmington Municipal Schools has 4 partner schools, they would then come to us up at Alternative Licensure here at San Juan College in Teacher Ed, and then they would just let us know of their interest. They have to take a couple tests for licensure, and then they take a couple steps to obtain a teaching position in a school, and then this project pays for their full tuition, books, fees, maybe even some travel stipend for them.
Nice.
Schools.
And that's what's really unique and different about this program, correct, is how much the student gets paid.
Right. So most of the ALP programs are students pay for them.
And ALP is?
Alternative licensure for teachers. So
they
come to us with a bachelor's or a degree conferred at bachelor's level or above from some institution. And that's what facilitates the transfer into the teaching profession. So if they were someone who worked maybe in the oil industry, they could come into ALP, and then they could select their pathway, whether that's elementary or secondary or special education, to then kind of move on into a new career field for a time.
Got it. Okay, very great. And Patrick, let me turn to you a little bit about your job as a mentor with these new potential teachers, and what types of things are you looking for? These are folks, as Alexis mentioned, maybe in another field, another career, and they're thinking about making a change, or maybe they are being forced to make a change, and this is an opportunity for some of these folks, correct?
It absolutely is, and it's a great opportunity because, as Alexis just mentioned, the tuition is paid for, materials are paid for, and they just have to make a commitment of about 3 years to serve in a school that has mostly a Native American population, but right in this area,
right,
from schools all over right here.
And you mentioned Farmington Schools or Central Consolidated,
that's
correct?
That's correct,
is what we're talking about. And so with that being said, this is a great way to get your foot in the door. And I know the alternative licensure program is always another kind of speedy way to get that teacher certification. And this goes right along that track, does it not?
It is. And, you know, part of our advertising through this, the question is, are you meant to teach and inspire? And so some people may not feel fulfilled in the job that they're doing right now, and they want to do something that has a lot more meaning to their lives. And so education, you can never say that it's not rewarding. It's definitely tough, no doubt about that, but it is certainly rewarding too.
Right. And so what words of advice would you have for someone who's maybe thought about teaching, or what
sure.
skills, what types of things? Because I know we hear all the time, oh, you should go teach. You know, people will say that to folks, but it takes a lot to do that and to have that passion, I think, and to maybe take that leap into a program like this.
Mm. Yeah, and you hear a lot of negative things about teaching, I think, lately. And so I would like to say that, you know, I taught in Aztec at McCoy Elementary for 25 and a half years, and no day was ever easy. Every day was different, though. And, you know, what really keeps us coming back to education is the children. Working with those children day in and day out, they inspire you. They don't take energy away from you. They actually give energy. And so I think that's a big part of it. And just taking somebody who doesn't know anything at all to knowing something brand new and being able to apply it. I mean, it is such a great thing to see. And so I really want to make sure I don't sugarcoat it. It's not an easy profession.
Sure.
It takes a lot of time, a lot of after hours, but it is a very enjoyable, rewarding job. So.
And Alexis, would you, I imagine you would agree with those sentiments, right? And when you see those little light bulbs go on over the students' heads, I mean, it's got to be very gratifying, right?
Yeah, I would say the same. I spent most of my career in secondary, in English, and in high schools. So one renegade year in a, they were anywhere between 5 to 7 years old in a K-2 setting in Washington, D.C. And sometimes
only 1 year, and then you were done with that.
1 year,
okay.
And then they, like, I had this little guy Corbin, and he would run away from our school, out onto Route 66, and we would have to go into go get him. So that was challenging.
But as Patrick said, never a dull moment, I suppose, when you were in the classroom, and it really is. And I'm an adjunct instructor here at the college, and I can't certainly speak to a lot of what you have said. But I, even with the older students, when you see them get a concept or the light goes off and they all of a sudden they didn't understand it and now they get it, it really is rewarding, I think, for the teacher to know that this kid is getting it and will understand the concept and can move on now to the next thing, whatever that is.
Sure. And now now that I've rewired from elementary education and working with students, my new passion is helping teachers. And the Project Alpine fits in perfectly with that because I get to go out as the ALP mentor and work specifically, directly with these teachers who are part of this program, Project Alpine, who have taken the steps to apply and become accepted. And so I go out to their schools and I've already begun the work.
Right.
Which has been great. I've already gotten out there and I've met some of the teachers who are Project Alpine candidates, and here we go.
And that's an important distinction to make too with this program, right? That you're not just getting into this program and getting the education and getting put into a classroom. If you need help or have questions or someone like you who can come out and help those newly molded teachers to understand kind of what they're facing in these classrooms, correct?
I fulfill that role.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of struggles with new teachers are classroom management, daily lessons, what do I teach and how do I teach it, the evaluation process.
Right.
Which it's going to be all brand new to these people who are coming in from other professions. So I can help them in those areas because that's where my experience has been.
And you expect to help them too.
Oh, yes.
If they need it, right?
Yes,
and that's why this is so unique and so so amazing opportunity for
it really
for
is.
Folks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what we're talking about this morning, everybody. And so again, the first step would be to go to the Salmon College website and start the application process, Alexis, or what would you say?
Yes, they can reach out to ALP, they can go to our website, they can call our office, they can come up to Salmon College any way they want, and we have a packet of information for them. We give them some materials that support the first steps in the program. They have an interview with our coordinator, Michael Thompson. They'll eventually meet Pat and talk to him about their school, whether they've been hired or they're seeking a position, that sort of thing. And then they will slowly but surely find their way.
Okay. And we're showing for our viewers the website, a little bit of screen grab from the website about the Project Alpine program here. And again, the questions they ask, are you meant to teach and inspire? Do you have an undergraduate degree and an interest in teaching Native students in the Four Corners? And Project Alpine is the place for you, which is exactly what we're talking about, right?
Correct.
Everybody. And it really is all you need. Basically, right? That undergraduate degree and that passion to teach, as we said. And the timing now is pretty good because aren't classes starting pretty quickly here at for this program?
Yeah, the timing is actually perfect if they were to come up in this next month or so. Their final time for entry into Project Alpine before that program is capped is late June. So I would say June 24th, June 25th is their their absolute is their deadline, and then last chance, that sets them up for a summer institute of some sort of robust professional development that I'll let Pat talk about.
Okay,
sure.
And what does that include?
This summer, starting June 19th through June 28th, we are hosting a BISTI writing project. Invitational Summer Institute. Mm-hmm. And just let me tell a little bit about BISTI Writing Project. We've been here in the Four Corners at San Juan College. 18? Yeah, I want to say 18 years.
Long time.
And right. I first attended as a teacher in 2007. And it really was the best professional learning community I've ever been a part of. And I am continuing to be a part of it. And that's why Francis Vitale, Dr. Vitale, and I are the co-directors for this summer's institute. Normally, it's a full month long, and we used to give out 6 graduate credits, but we've had to shorten it this year into like a compact, concise 2 weeks, starting on Wednesday the 19th and going through that following Friday the 28th.
Okay.
What it is, and it's under the umbrella of National Writing Project, and so there are other writing project spots all over the United States of America, and after federal funding went away, the BISTI Writing Project was one of the few that has managed to survive, and I believe it's the only one in New Mexico.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, great.
Right. So, which makes it a very rare and wonderful thing. So at this Summer Institute, the basic idea is that teachers come together and we see ourselves as writers, and that helps us to become better teachers of young writers. That's the idea behind it. But it's also so much more than that. It's best practices, mm-hmm. it's self-reflection, it's a chance for educators to come together and to have serious and important conversations, discussions, and
Nice.
There's a stipend involved with this Summer Institute that we worked out to, so I'm excited to offer that.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who participates gets a stipend.
Okay.
And if they want that extra boost to really help them feel comfortable, confident, knowing what they're doing when they start that following school year, then that Summer Institute is what it's going to be all about.
Nice.
Yes.
Very good. And it's concentrated, as you said. It's on a big time commitment from folks, right?
It
is.
It's like, orange juice concentrated. Right. Exactly. We are putting a lot into it. We're taking basically the best of what would have been an entire month's worth of a Summer Institute and condensing it into a couple of weeks.
Got it.
We're having a dinner on the first day. It's a very social, wonderful thing. Sometimes we call it the BISTI Eating Project.
Well, that could work too, right?
There's always food.
As a member of the media, I understand the need for food. So
food.
I understand. Yeah. And so it's open to folks from Project Alpine, but it's open to others as well. Isn't
that
true?
What we're hoping for is a mix. What we want is like a 50-50 mix of Project Alpine participants and other experienced teachers, so that the experienced teachers can really help give their expertise from what they've learned, and maybe they've taught for 5 years, or maybe they've taught for 14 years, and they can share their experiences with the Project Alpine candidates. So great for Project Alpine, and a nice refresher for experienced teachers too.
Right. But that's part of what the Project Alpine students will be doing this summer.
That's right. And that's what we hope. It is an invitational, so they have to be invited.
Okay.
But we'd like to get as many Project Alpine people as we can.
There you go. And they have to apply now would be the way to get
to
start the process, right?
The sooner the better.
So
absolutely.
That's the way to do this. And again, the idea being that once they start this process, they will be in a classroom. When does that happen? And is it as soon as this fall, or is it a few years, months from now, or who knows?
It certainly could be.
Okay.
They could be hired right away if there are positions that are open, which there may be at some of these schools that we've been talking about, who are the Project Alpine schools and partners.
This is, again, Farmington Schools and Central Consolidated District.
That's correct. And there's a list of those schools, I think, on the site. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's tricky because over the summer, some teachers decide to leave, go somewhere else to teach, possibly. Who knows?
Who knows where the openings are.
Right. That happens. So openings may come up, and maybe just a few weeks just before. But we're going to work with the Project Alpine people to help them get placement wherever we can.
I see. Got it. But it could be as soon as this fall.
It could.
I guess.
They could be teaching this fall.
If that's how things go.
That would be great.
Right. And that's the idea. And in the meantime, they're getting support from you. They're taking these other classes.
That's right.
To get the full licensure so that and the process takes about how long would you say? Is it a 3-year process, Alexis?
It can be anywhere from 1 to 3. Usually it's about 2 for a candidate to finish. There's no cap on when they have to finish though. So we've had some candidates who've been working in another role, and while they're doing that, they're progressively taking coursework for ALP. So 5 years is what it's been in the past for some people.
Okay.
It can be as short as 1 or 2.
So if the people listening this morning and watching us this morning maybe have some other family commitments or other things, and maybe they can't take a full course load right away,
they could
stretch this out, and it could still work.
Yep.
Still
certainly
allowed.
Yes.
Is what we're talking about. So that's good to know. And again, it's a great opportunity. And with the much of it is paid for. I mean, really, as I look at it, as someone who knows nothing, it seems like a lot of your costs are paid for. So it's not a big maybe financial risk to try this and to move into this line of work if that's really your passion or you've thought about teaching.
Right. Part of our interest initially was to answer a call or a question about recruitment and retention of teachers out in CCSD, kind of on the western rim of Farmington a little bit, and why do these schools often suffer a turnover? And so we wanted to do what we could do in ALP to support that and provide teachers to these schools, and then to our native serving schools, which serve a higher degree of Native population. And then so part of what Francis and Pat are planning for the Summer Institute is to assist those teachers with the development of a toolbox of culturally responsive pedagogy to support the variety of learners they'll find in their classroom and certainly the diversity of our region and our area. And so as they do that, we have the 11 schools out in Central who would be good candidates for this or would be a good host site. Same with the 4 in Farmington. I don't know all of them offhand. I know that Farmington's is FHS, Tibbetts, McCormick, and then Apache.
Okay.
And then it's most schools out in
Central.
It's not schools in Kirtland, sort of Kirtland proper, Newcomb, if that's a thing.
Right.
But it's all the way out in Newcomb.
Sure.
I went out to Newcomb. Have you been to Newcomb?
Ojo Amarillo.
Right.
And you've been out to Newcomb, right, Pat?
I have.
When you go out to Newcomb, they have emotional support, geese, chickens, and goats on campus.
Do they?
Among other
okay.
Endearing programs.
Sure. So
it's a wonderful place. But it's 69 miles from San Juan College. So for teachers who choose to live and work very far, such as Newcomb, they can apply for a little piece within the grant that funds their travel to and from classes and gives them $750 a semester to support that. So
okay. That
could be great for them.
Right. So again, it sounds like a lot of some of these concerns that folks may have about how to pay for this or how to do this have been covered or at least can be negotiated or talked about it when you get into this program.
Right.
The first step is to apply.
Yes.
What we're talking about. And that important part about knowing about the cultural diversity and the cultural nuances and differences of students in our area is really built into this program as well. And that's got to be an important thing in a classroom, especially maybe someone as a teacher doesn't share the ethnic background or cultural background of his or her students.
Right. So what we're looking to do is make sure that these teachers are being very culturally responsive to all the students in their classroom, no matter what their background is.
Right,
and
right.
So that's one of the things that I can help all of the teachers who are part of Project Alpine. If they feel uncomfortable with that, that's something that I can definitely help them with. What actionable steps can they take to make sure that everyone in their classroom is represented and comfortable and ready to learn?
Right, exactly. And again, these are elementary school age children mostly that we're talking about, or could be high school kids as well?
It can be secondary as well. Yep.
Okay.
So it's both elementary and secondary.
And then the third track is special education. So if someone feels that calling.
And that's in a high demand too, is it not, for special education teachers across the state?
It is for a different for a different advisory. We met with all the district's HR directors and said, "What's your biggest need?" And their biggest needs are elementary, pre-K, and special education. And as you look at job boards or opportunities for teachers around the state and nation, that's often an area that it's harder to find teachers who are who are licensed and interested in that commitment. Sometimes there's a degree of paperwork that goes with that role.
Right.
And, an impact.
Sure.
Let's talk about the impact.
That's right. And we know that a lot of school districts, though, in the state actually has been kind of mandated to provide more special education help for some of these students in their districts. And so there's been a big focus just the last 6 months or so to do this, almost kind of court ordered, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway,
you're correct.
But yeah, so that's good to know. And it seems like there's a lot more attention being given to teachers in education. We've heard reports of teacher salaries increasing and things along that line. And so I think, you know, the profession is getting a lot more focus or a lot more interest from lawmakers in Santa Fe, at least so far.
That's true. They're working very hard this year with the new governor to increase salaries for teachers, which is always, I believe, a great thing.
Right, right.
It is a great thing because we need the highest quality people. One of the best ways you can draw quality people is to make sure that you pay them well.
Sure.
For the difficult work that they do.
Right.
And we've heard of a lot of strikes that are taking place outside of our state. And so Arizona and recently and
right striking about teacher pay or teacher
that's
issues right,
that's so right or the teacher that. Evaluation process or whatever. And so
right
I think people even outside of education, parents especially, are beginning to see and understand the importance of what teachers do day in and day out to support our communities.
Sure. So again, here's an opportunity for someone who is in a different career who maybe wants to get into the teaching career to be able to do that relatively at low or no cost.
That's correct.
It's really your time and talent is what you're asking for.
That is correct.
And that's how they
and
do
what
it.
What a wonderful thing.
Right?
Right.
And it can be very quick. As soon as they enter our program and apply, we can support them with access to different principals and different, of course, different districts. The two within this program are Central Consolidated and Farmington. So we would connect them immediately to either those principals or those HR people who can support them. And then they could be in a classroom preparing to teach as soon as August with a salary and benefits and then the coursework needed to become a licensed teacher.
Right. All that very, very quickly. And so for folks who are listening to us this morning or watching us this morning, they can, again, go to the Salmon College website and they are able to find out more information and contact information for all of you that is on there as well, correct? And so let me see if I can call that up here as we look, everybody. But there you are. And Michael Thompson, who's not here with us this morning, but he's another contact that folks can call or email. And Alexis, you're there too. And Patrick, you don't even have your name.
And mine is Swope.
Okay.
SanJuanCollege.edu.
There you go. But
there's a list of the schools right up there.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
See. So that's all of them.
Basically,
they're on the website, everyone.
Central School and Farmington Sport.
So there you go. But that's what we're talking about. Now, before we run out of time this morning, Patrick, I did want to ask you about a couple other things that you're involved with because you're a busy person.
I am. Yes. Since I've rewired, I don't understand what retirement means. Yeah. My brother coined that term, rewirement, and I'm like, that's it. It's more.
Oh, instead of retirement, I like that.
Instead of retirement, yeah, definitely because you can't really retire.
Do we have to pay your brother now for using that on the radio?
I should check with him and see if. Okay. He'd probably want credit for that.
Yes.
But I'm working with a federal grant called the RDA grant, which is a K-3 special education grant. And it's subcontracted with the Corps, which is based out of NMSU. So I found out about that with another retired teacher friend of mine. And I've been doing that for 3 years. And it's very similar to Project Alpine. I go out and work with teachers and help them with whatever they need the most help with. And so that's great. And
let me ask you a bit about that I just, you know, as an adjunct teacher, I'm sure there are things that I could learn. And it seems like students are learning differently these days, maybe than how we learned when we were in school. And you're much younger than I am, both of you. And so it's a little bit different.
Maybe Alexis.
But learning styles are changing, are they not? Is that what you're talking about?
A lot of what I've been doing in the classrooms is showing teachers different ways that they can engage their students.
And I see.
I've had a teacher who recently. When I was in his classroom, somebody came in and observed for a little bit when I was doing a lesson, and she said, I've never seen his students so engaged before. And he said to me, too, I've never seen my students cheer for each other like that before, too. So I was like, wow, this is, in a way, I was like, that's kind of sad that it hasn't been that way. But a lot of what I'm doing is showing teachers how they can fully engage their students. And so there are many ways that you can do that.
Right.
And so that's where I can come in and help.
But different from maybe teaching styles of decade ago or 20 years
that's
ago.
That's for sure. And a big part of it is the technology, but we have to be very cautious because we don't want to overemphasize technology. I still like students getting out books and reading books and cuddling up with a book and, you know, and reading stories and collaborating and talking with each other.
Right.
But nothing gets them as excited or jazzed as when we break out technology. And like there are plenty of free websites that teachers can use to really get those students excited about the learning and practice what they're trying to learn.
So. Sure. A time and place for screens and things
That's
like
right.
that.
That's right. Exactly. We want to make sure we don't overdo it.
Yeah. But very exciting. So that's one of the things that you're doing. And
right.
so and then, there's some others too.
Well, the other is Time to Teach. And that's a school-wide and classroom management program. And I'm a national and certified trainer for that program. And we just had a first invitational here in Farmington at San Juan College, where I had teachers come from all over the area to learn about how to be better classroom managers.
Very
and,
nice.
And do it in an effective way without ever getting upset, without being sarcastic, without yelling. You know, I would not go back into teaching without using Time to Teach. So
nice.
I got a little plug in there for that one too.
Nice plug there.
Thanks.
That's true. Yeah. There you go. Alexis having... Right. Having access to some of these things that Patrick's been talking about, it's got to be great for the teaching population here in the region, correct?
Right. And I think that's something that's a true benefit to working on coursework at San Juan College, working with Pat, working with BISTI Writing Project, especially. Some of the people who support us with BISTI Writing Project, Vicki Holmston started Writing Project here at San Juan College years ago. Sarah Pope, Dr. Quila King, Francis Vitale, Pat Swope, Michael Thompson. There's a vested group of very professional educators who know the field very well from top to bottom. So I think there's no better opportunity for a teacher to learn and be trained to be a good teacher than through alternative licensure and through our AA programs up here when we give them access to these mentors.
Right. Exactly.
They're mine.
That's very true.
They've been helpful to me and they've been very helpful to many others I know. So.
And in addition to the Project Alpine, you mentioned the alternative licensure program, which is just another way to get that teaching certificate, correct? And that certification to teach anywhere.
Right.
Not these specific school districts, perhaps.
Exactly. Once you have the license, it can be reciprocated across the region and in other states, not simply, but we're working on that, but it can actually happen. And then they can go teach in Durango or in West Texas or wherever they need to be in the future, or they could stay here where we need them.
Right, right. Very true.
Yeah.
And so that's another program that is offered here at the college, and it runs along the same timeline, right, as this does as well.
Right. It's
the
We have alternative licensure, and then we have a couple AA degrees. So same, elementary, secondary, special education. And then we have an AA in early childhood that works with our lab school over there, the Child and Family Development Center, run by Fran Nakai and her team. So people could, if they don't have a degree and they're interested in teaching, they can easily come up to San Juan College, and we can put them along a pathway and help them with their coursework.
Got it.
To get those things done.
And I guess that's, again, the first step, either to look on the website and apply or come here to San Juan College and meet with some of you folks to find out what my degree is and maybe where I can fit or what other things I need to do to get ready for this or how to fit into the program, correct?
Yeah, I want to mention, too, that the NES tests that they are required to pass in order to become a teacher, we also host workshops to help them with the math and with the writing so that we can provide that support as well. Mm-hmm. If they're having difficulties with passing those NES tests, the National Evaluation Series tests, we can provide that support.
Gotcha. Which is important, too.
Yes.
Right? Because you have to pass that.
You can't get into the teaching career without it.
Right. So that's very important.
Yeah, and some people have struggled, and so... But we've helped many. The workshops that we've had, according to Michael Thompson, like an 85% pass rate after they've taken the little workshops that we've given. Because we really focus on what is on the test, what are you required to know, and what do you need to practice. We also help them figure out, I'm really weak in algebra, just as an example.
Sure.
So I need to really focus on algebraic equations, and then I'll be able to pass the test. So just as an example.
That's good to know. And again, for some of these folks who've never been in the teaching profession or never thought about it, and they've been in another career for the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, who knows how long. This is a brand new thing.
Sure, and it can be scary, especially if you try something like this on your own. And that's where we have, Alexis just said so well and eloquently, this entire support group of educators who have been in education for most of their lives, if not all.
Right.
And we're here to help and support. And so, yeah.
And that's, again,
we'll guide you along.
What makes this program so unique?
It is unique. It's a really wonderful opportunity. Mm-hmm. When I heard about Project Alpine, I really wanted to be a part of it. It worked out really well that I could become the mentor. And, you know, that little saying, are you meant to teach and inspire? We can help you discover if that's something that's right for you.
Right. And here you go. So the first step is to make an appointment or sign up online?
That's correct. Yeah. That just go to the San Juan College website. You can do a search and search for Project Alpine. It'll bring you to the page and it'll explain all about it and how to get started. Because that's what you need to do. If you're interested in this, you need to get on it.
Yeah. On campus, our offices are located right above Mary's Kitchen. So if they can find Mary's Kitchen or the bookstore, they can find us easily. Just ask around.
There you go.
We're right upstairs.
But it's right there. And just do a Project Alpine search on the internet, Project Alpine Farmington.
Yep,
and this page will come right up.
College, yep.
And folks can find it. So very good. And again, the information about the BISTI Writing Project this summer, that is, again, open by an invitation to folks?
That is June 19th through the 28th. Starts on that Wednesday. Stipends are available for both Project Alpine candidates and experienced teachers. And if you're interested and haven't been invited, don't let that hold you back.
Okay.
Come talk to us. If it's something you really want to be a part of, just ask us and we'll invite you.
Sure. You know someone that can send out an invitation.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So that could happen. Wonderful. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Great information.
Thank you for having us.
Program. Yeah, really, we hope to get a lot of great new teachers out there, which I know is what you hope too.
So. Absolutely.
Perfect. 16 spots.
We need them.
All right. 16 spots. There you go. Let's fill them. Okay.
This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.